Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A swing and a line drive to the gap. Left center base hit. It'll go to the wall. Allen scores. Lindor with a double. Leaping, celebrating, raising his arms. Oh, what a night. We are tied at six.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
More late game dramatics for the Cleveland Indians. And they did force the game against the Red Sox into extras. However, it was a Jackie Bradley Jr. home run in the 10th inning that provided the final advantage on a night when Chris Sale crosses the 2,000 strikeout threshold, quickest in Major League Baseball history. Tom Hamilton with that call from the 9th inning at Progressive Field on the Indians radio network. And despite the loss, and with the Twins win, actually, the Indians have fallen a half game back in the AL Central standings. Despite all of that, it's mostly good news. 43-18 are the Windians going back to the first week in June. Best record in majors, the majors over that span. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Really excited to welcome James Rapine from our affiliate in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan. He covers the Indians and the Cavaliers. They're not in season. James, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. What's been the major driving force between this incredible rally by the Indians going back to the beginning of June?
It's hard to say one thing because it's been such a variety of factors. Almost everyone's chipping in, from the stars on the team like Francisco Lindor, Carlos Santana, to young players that no one had ever heard of a few months ago, like Zach Plesac, who's done great as a starting pitcher. So it's really been it sounds really cliche, but a complete team effort. But I will say it starts with Francisco Lindor. It starts with Mike Clevinger's return. Shane Bieber has been wonderful for the Indians this year. So the higher end superstar guys that have emerged over the past couple of months that have been great. And then another guy, and I could just keep listing guys, but Oscar Mercado, really since he got brought up in late May, has kind of stabilized the outfield and helped them in that second spot in the two-hole, because that was a revolving door before Mercado got promoted. So it's been a complete team effort, but it's certainly been something that's gotten Cleveland excited for something other than the Browns, which I think is hard to do.
You mentioned Shane Bieber, and I was going to ask about him specifically because he's now 12-4 with an ERA about 3.25 and leads the team in strikeouts. How much of a surprise is his second year in the majors?
I think a huge surprise. Not that anyone expected him to be bad. I think people thought he was going to be good, but he was their team's fifth, or he was the Indians' fifth starter going into the year. I mean, they felt great about him as that type of guy, but now you look and he's arguably their ace, worst case, their second best pitcher, and he's been as reliable as anyone in that rotation. And three complete games this year, 12-4. Obviously, he was an all-star and all-star game MVP. So it's been a pretty surreal thing season so far for Bieber. And the thing with him that I think stands out above anything else is how even-keeled he is. He's the same guy I saw on opening day cheering on Clevinger, same guy I saw a month in. He didn't let the All-Star game affect him. He hasn't had let the team success impact him. And I think those around him were surprised at that a little bit. The Indians, not so much. But, he's been a shiny star and a new toy that the Indians have gotten, and he's helped them big this year.
Same number of wins as the Twins, just one more in the loss column, so a half game back now. What's the latest on Corey Kluber? When might the Indians see him again in the starting rotation?
I could see him coming back later this month. He's progressing well. His workouts have been as intense as anyone we having from a broken forearm like he has, and he made his second rehab start for Double-A Akron tonight. Pitched four innings, allowed one run, was perfect through three, so things seem to be progressing well. He threw 60 pitches tonight, so I would expect at least one more rehab start. And then if he's back later this month, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I think that was their goal all along, is to get him back at some point in August. And it looks like he's on track to do just that.
One of my favorite moments from the All-Star break there at Progressive Field in Cleveland was the stand up to cancer and Carlos Carrasco with all of his teammates. And he's been vocal about what he's gone through as he has battled leukemia. What's his status?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, because as scary as leukemia sounds, and obviously is, there's a real chance that at some point this year he could take the mound again for the Indians.
Wow.
It's insane to think, but I really think that they're ramping him up, so to speak, and not putting expectations on him, but they're certainly trying to see if he can do that, and he's certainly open to it. He's thrown for the better part of a month. He threw a bullpen on Tuesday afternoon and then took ground balls off the mound and ran sprints, and he was asking to throw to hitters this week. So
wow.
If he does that, that's usually the step right before a rehab start, you know? So it's good to see. We'll see if it continues. You never know with something like this. I don't think anyone in the Indians organization can really put expectations on it. There certainly isn't a timetable. But I wouldn't be shocked at all if at some point this year, even if it's in a bullpen role, Carlos Carrasco rejoins the Indians and contributes to the big league club.
James Rapine of our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan, talking about the Indians' best record in the majors going back about 9 weeks or so. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. How much of an inspiration has he been, the fact that he's even participating in any baseball activities after what he's been through?
Well, you said best record since June 4th. He went on the injured list on June 5th. The team found out about his diagnosis on June 4th, from what I know. So it sounds like it came right then, you know, as far as inspiration. And I will say, as storybook as that sounds, or as crazy as that sounds, I do think that there was a change in the clubhouse. Now, does that mean it translated to success on the field? No, but I think it put baseball in perspective, because a lot of those guys were struggling. A lot of the role players that have stepped up over the past few months were struggling and having issues at the plate, having issues in the field. Jose Ramirez was not the guy that he's been over the past 6 weeks or so. So I think that was the Carrasco news kind of put things in perspective and helped everyone reset and rally, not only around him, but rally together. And it's helped them during this run for sure.
Not just the inspiration, but just the joy that seems to be so contagious with this team, as they've managed to go from being, you know, a team that barely has a pulse to a team that's now challenging for a division title.
I think they're having a blast right now. I mean, even tonight they lose to the Red Sox, and it's 6-1, and it just seems like they're going to go out with a whimper and try to win the series tomorrow, and instead they take it to extras. They find a way to rally, and it's one of those things where right now they're playing and expecting to win every single game. They don't think they're out of any game, and we've seen it over the past couple of months. So yeah, I think they're having a blast. I think that the young guys have certainly contributed to that and have just jumped right in without really missing a beat. I mean, Aaron Civale has 3 starts, and he's had to do it in critical times, has allowed 2 runs and 3 starts. So there's just a handful of guys that have contributed that no one would have expected. And I really do. You're right. They're having a ton of fun doing it, having the best record in baseball for the past couple of months.
What was the main reason for the trade of Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati?
I think the main thing was baseball. Now, there were certainly some contributing factors, but I think baseball-wise, when you looked at his contract, and he has 1 year left of arbitration next year, and he's made it very clear he wants to do 1-year deals in 2021 and moving forward. He's not going to sign any long-term extension because he wants to maximize his value. I think the Indians looked at that, and they looked at the young pitchers they have, Mike Clevinger, Shane Bieber, and the list really goes on and on there. And they said, all right, well, this is a guy that at some point we're going to have to move on from. I don't think that they had to move on from him at the deadline, and I think they were only looking for a deal that they got, which was a deal that not only helped them this year, but in the future. And so that's why they made the move. But I certainly think that his act had worn thin on some of the guys in the clubhouse for sure, especially the coaches. If you're Terry Francona, the last thing you want to do is be answering questions about Trevor Bauer throwing the ball over the center field wall. So I think that his act had worn thin a bit, but it took the right deal to get it done, and that's why he's in Cincinnati.
James Rapine of 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland, our affiliate, with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, you mentioned act, though. Yasiel Puig's been known to have an act every now and then. So how is he fitting in with the Indians so far?
He's fitting in extremely well. And I think that was one of those major concerns when you talk about Puig, is how is he going to fit with this team that has built this chemistry, was surging at the deadline, really transformed itself from a seller to a buyer. You don't want to bring someone in to disrupt that. And he's come in right away, and he knew Francisco Lindor and Carlos Santana a little bit. But he's come in and they love him. And it helps that he's hitting around 350 in 11 games for the Indians. But so he's playing well. But it's one of those things where he's come in right away. Fans love him. Naturally, he's one of the stars in baseball. But he's also fit in well with what Terry Francona preaches. And one thing that stands out to me is, I think it was maybe a week after he got here, I walk into the clubhouse and he's sitting there with Francisco Lindor, Carlos Santana, Franmil Reyes, and they're just talking like they've been teammates all year. It's been a good acquisition so far for the Tribe.
Tell the truth, though. Is it 50-50 Indians, Browns? What is it?
Oh, I mean, it's certainly Browns, man. People are excited about Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., et cetera. I mean, and the Browns are exciting, and I think part of it is, the fans of Cleveland, Indians fans, Browns fans, they've seen the Indians do well and win divisions and even go to the World Series a few years ago. The Browns, they've been bad for 20 years. So this is new, uncharted waters for a lot of Browns fans. So I think they're extremely excited, but certainly paying attention to the Indians in their run here and excited to see if they can do something in October.
October is just around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.